In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the sixth parak Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, if someone sold produce to his friend, and at the time of the sale it wasn't clear if this produce was going to be planted, in other words, its seeds were going to be used for planting, or it was going to be consumed. And the purchaser tried to plant it, and it didn't sprout. Mishnah says, afilu zera pishtan, even if it was flax seeds, which most people would purchase for planting, and with only a minority of people that actually eat it, Mishnah says, Einu chayav b'achriotan. The seller is not responsible to compensate the purchaser. Because he can say that I simply sold it to you under the understanding that you were going to eat it. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Zero negina she'inu ne'achalim chayav b'achriotan. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says if we're dealing with zera negina, which are seeds that are used for like garden variety that are not edible, and in that situation he would be chayev ba'achriyotan, he would be responsible, because in that situation it's a mekach ta'od, it's a mistaken sale. The person purchases seeds and there's only one possible use, and that's for planting, and there were seeds that were not able to sprout. According to the Bartanura, who cites the opinion of the Gemara, that this is actually all the opinion of Shimon ben Gamliel, meaning the first case is since it could be used for either for consumption or planting, then the seller is able to apply the argument that he was saying, I was only selling it for eating. However, in situations where we're dealing with zera negina, these seeds that are really exclusively only used for planting, he would be responsible for compensating him. Interesting, Hikati's first explanation is that it's actually a debate. Both of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agree that if it's zera negina, he would have to compensate the purchaser because that's only use. The debate simply is, according to the Tanakama, the first opinion, that he would simply have to return his money because he bought something and it was mekach ta'ot, that the seeds weren't able to sprout. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it has to not only pay him or return his money back, the seller, but also he has to compensate him for the fact of what he lost as a result of planting seeds that did not sprout. So in other words, further losses incurred as a result. Let's learn Mishnah Bet. Mocher per lechavero, hareze mekabel alav rovatinof elaseya. So in this situation, when someone's selling produce, there's an understanding that it's not going to be pure, pristine produce. There's going to be some imperfections if you're selling, say, lots of grain or produce. So in this situation, one is mekabel, the purchaser understands there's going to be rova tinofet, so rova kav, a quarter kav of psolet for every seah of produce, which is 1/24 proportion. If he's purchasing te'enim, which is figs, and mekabel of the understanding that eser metulaot lamea, there'll be 10% of the figs he purchased will be wormy. Martef shel yain, if he's purchasing a cellar of wine, mekabel alav eser kosasot lameya, there's an understanding that 1 in every 10 will be wine that's boiled. And kanakanim b'sharon, if someone's purchasing earthenware jugs from the Sharon, he understands, mekabel alav, he understands there'll be eser pitasyaot lameya, there'll be 10% of those that were purchased, there's an understanding that they're going to be with those that have not fully dried, and as a result are likely to break, or likely to crack. And those are the Mishnah today.